Hello, everybody. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation. Today's article and audiovisual is entitled "The Down and Dirty About Global Electric Vehicles and Why China is Running Away with the Prize." Here we go. In 1908, Ford Motor Company rolled out its first Model T, and it cost $850. 14 years later, thanks to the efficiencies of assembly line manufacturing, the price dropped to $250. Therefore, in only 14 years, the price dropped 340%. Everybody thought that was just wonderful. Now the Chinese are doing the same thing to electric vehicle, and the abbreviation is EV, which I will use. And you can see in the above graph, prices have been dropping every year since 2002, except in 2022 they went up about 1%. The prices have fallen through the roof just in this last year. Right now, BYD, headquartered in my former hometown of Shenzhen, where we lived for 3 years, they're just slaughtering Toyota and VW with steep price cuts. There are more than 100 models of EV cars in China. I will show you a picture in the print version of this show and show you some of them. I reported on this during my last stay in October. They're everywhere. You go around China, especially Shenzhen, where 90 to 95% of the cars are electric, and I've only seen one Western brand EV, a Mercedes. Everything else, all the Western cars, were gas or diesel. They're going to get slaughtered by the Chinese and lose the Chinese market because they are not producing electric cars. BYD, this Shenzhen company, is the world's biggest EV manufacturer. They have a new car called Seagull. It's a hatchback. It sells for under $10,000. And they're not the only ones. Other manufacturers are also rolling out $10,000 electric cars. Now you can see why countries like Ethiopia have announced that they will no longer allow gas and electric cars to be imported in the country. They can only import electric because Chinese EVs are cheaper than gas or diesel from the United States or Europe. These $10,000 EV cars are $40,000 cheaper than the average price of an EV in the US or in Europe. Of course, now it's bad. China is destroying the electric car market around the world because the West cannot compete. Thus, people like Elon Musk, Michael Bloomberg, and all the billionaire oligarchs are saying sanctions and tariffs, we've got to stop them. Thus, the United States is offering EV tax breaks on two conditions. First, they can't be Chinese, even if they're not made in China. So if China makes cars in Mexico, then they can't get the $7,500 rebate from the U.S. government. Second, no imported EV can get the rebate if it has any Chinese parts. That will basically exclude most EVs from being imported into the United States, because China is also the biggest lithium battery producer. This isn't about the U.S. selling more cars than China. China is already the biggest market in the world for vehicles. I've already reported on this. It's about trying to stop China's ambition for clean energy to be the leader for green energy around the world. The U.S. doesn't want the Chinese to be the good guys. They want the Chinese to be the bad guys. You know, of course, China is meeting all of its 2030, 2040, 2050, and 2060, even ahead for all of its environmental benchmarks going carbon neutral. The West cannot stand the fact that China is by far the global behemoth for green energy, solar, hydroelectric, wind, electric vehicles. I realize some people don't like nuclear, but it doesn't produce carbon, and China is also the biggest nuclear energy producer. Trump, I don't blame him. That's really all the United States can do is just slap tariffs, sanctions, and boycotts. Tariffs, sanctions, and boycotts. Why? The West can't compete against China because it's bigger, better, faster, and cheaper. When Trump is elected, he will slap a 100% tariff on any electric vehicles that are related to China, even those made in Mexico. He welcomes China to build car factories in the USA, which is possible, like Toyota and Hyundai are doing, but the EVs won't roll off the assembly line selling for $10,000. Ultimately, the American consumer is the one who gets the shaft. What does Elon Musk Tesla do? He's raising prices. On April 1st, 2 days ago, he raised the cost of his cars $1,000 to $2,000 in the United States because he has no serious competition. Until Toyota and Hyundai come online in the future, the United States government has essentially made Musk the monopoly provider of electric cars. If there is one tactic capitalism needs to survive, that is monopoly markets. There's going to be some real bloodletting in China. Huawei got into electric cars a couple of years ago. In fact, you go into a Huawei phone store now anywhere in China and they've got a couple of EVs on display. And just this last week, Xiaomi, the famous phone company, piled into the EV market. It got in a bunch of advanced orders. The national market is getting saturated and the weak will not survive. This is an aspect of capitalism that really works for the people in China. Baba Beijing is going to let these private car companies duke it out. Some of them are going to take a hickey, but the people are going to get better and better and cheaper electric cars. You're asking, how can BYD and even Xiaomi and Huawei, how can they do this? How can they produce a $10,000 electric car when Tesla's selling theirs for $50,000? Well, BYD has 100,000 researchers. Let that number sink in for a while. 100,000 researchers. Out of those, 1,600 have PhDs and 23,000 have master's degrees. Thus, almost one-fourth of BYD's 100,000 researchers have advanced degrees. This is how China works. The West has completely blown its opportunities for the global EV market, starting with China. There will not be any Western brands in significant amounts for some time to come. China now has six of the top global manufacturers, and get a load of this, four of the top six Chinese EV manufacturers were not even in existence 10 years ago. It's just unbelievable. China needs lots of engineers. They're graduating 15 times as many engineers as the West is, and they're graduating many times more master's and PhDs than the West. That's how they're innovating. Engineers with master's and PhDs in huge numbers doing R&D. Did I mention innovation and invention? There's a brand new company called IM. Never heard of it, but they just came out with the world's first EV using a solid-state battery. The United States, this is what the West does best. They make all these glorious pie-in-the-sky promises, and nothing ever happens because they always talk about private-public cooperation. However, the Western private sector doesn't give a fuck about the people, their well-being, progress, and prosperity. They don't give a fuck about the environment. They don't give a fuck about helping the economy. All they want is double and triple digit profits. And if they aren't there, they're not going to do it. EV profits are harder work, thus they can't make easy money, especially if they're selling for $10,000. Another example, 2 years ago, the United States government pledged $7.5 billion, with a B, to build a nationwide network of 500,000 EV charging stations by 2030. Since then, in 2 years, only seven have been built in four states. That's not a typo. The government is offering this money, and only 7 out of 500,000 have been built in 4 states. 12 additional states have been awarded contracts for construction to begin, while another 17 states haven't even submitted proposals. As this article explains, the private sector is struggling, hyperlink included. As a result, the United States is just 3.1% of the way to its 2030 target, only 130,000 charging stations. Who wants to buy an EV if you can't get it charged? In Europe now, it's cheaper to buy gas or diesel than charge up an EV, since all the sanctions imposed on Russia have increased electricity costs 30 to 50%. I checked the Chinese web to get the real information from there. By December 2023, China had 8,600,000 charging stations. In 2023 alone, they installed 3,386,000 new charging stations for EVs in 1 year. So how does China do it? China does it because it's not a capitalist country. It's a communist socialist country where the government has a hand in everything to help improve the economy, help improve the lives of the people, and provide what the people want and need. Baba Beijing worked furiously for the last 25 years, subsidizing the EV market, subsidizing the EV manufacturers, getting them on their feet, getting EV stations built. Of course, in China, since there is no green land that is privately owned, it's all owned by the people. There's no problem going to local governments all over the country and getting EV infrastructure built. I see EV stations everywhere I go in China. There's even EV stations in neighborhoods. It takes government policy. It takes government planning. It takes centralized vision to do a project as massive as electric vehicles in a country the size of China. In neoliberal West, they talk about public-private partnership. Remember Trump saying, we're going to invest $1.5 trillion in infrastructure, and it's going to be public-private. The private sector in the West, the City of London, is not going to invest in infrastructure. Wall Street is not going to invest in infrastructure, except NATO building military bases all over the world. Why? Because future weapon sales have double and triple digit profits. Nevertheless, in terms of helping the people in the West, that ain't gonna happen. Mercedes, Volkswagen, Audi, Ford, Buick, Cadillac, Lexus, Volvo, Peugeot, and Renault all deserve to lose the world's biggest, by far the biggest vehicle market in the world, and that is China, because governments in the West are controlled by the City of London, are controlled by Wall Street, are controlled by their militaries, and don't give a rat's ass about their countries, and who don't give a rat's ass about their economies, and who don't give a rat's ass about their people. Thus, Western EV is not going very well. There is no serious rapid EV development in the West. It's going to take many years, and by that time, they will have been run out of China because they don't have EV cars to sell in China, since they don't have many to sell back home. Apple just abandoned its idea to develop a self-driving electric car. At the same time, Chinese phone companies are piling into the EV market and developing self-driving cars. Why? Western countries don't have the long-term vision needed to compete with the Chinese, something I have written about. You cannot have a long-term vision for any kind of important economic, R&D, and infrastructural sector without the full support, coordination, and planning between the government, the companies that are developing the products, and the citizens who need them. Capitalist countries take care of the aristocrats, the plutocrats, the 1% who control the economy, the banks, military, and the elite bureaucrats. Communist socialist countries plan their economies and develop society to help the people prosper and have a better quality of life. It's just that simple. Take away the trillions of dollars of Western tariffs, sanctions, and boycotts that are killing millions of citizens in communist socialist countries, and your worldview would be very different. China is the first communist socialist country that is so big and economically powerful that it can shrug off all tariffs, sanctions, and boycotts. The West capitalist dictators are scared to death you will appreciate China's phenomenal success since 1949 and start asking why you cannot have the same development and prosperity. There is something to be said about citizens who are not looked up, who are not looked upon by their elites as merely profit points and guinea pigs. This is Jeff J. Brown signing out. Have a good day.